Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. 7:04 on the clock, got your host, James J. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks for being here. We know that you're kind of, you got just a handful of days left here. Hang in there.
Got some vacation time coming.
Coming up here. So we appreciate you being here. And we're going to have some fun today. Of course, in this 7 o'clock hour, we're going to do our National Day of Calendar. We will get into also the 12 days. This is an annual thing, and I feel like every year you and I do this story. What the 12 days of Christmas would cost this year in 2022.
Oh, fun. Yeah. Let's do that.
We'll get into that. We're also in the 8 o'clock hour going to have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to it. And the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be into the good stories that I write stories. We'll also have Taylor Sheffer joining us, Allison Dairyland's own. We're going to talk about Wisconsin butter. Taylor wasn't able to join us yesterday, but we're looking forward to her being in today.
Butter is a food group for me, so this is perfect.
Yes, right on. Yes, this works out great. You will have 90 questions for her, I'm sure. We're looking forward to that. Taylor's a great. We're going to have some fun with that show and plenty more going on today. Morning Magazine, just a little ways away, and we'll be doing that with our good friends, actually kicking it off for the week with our good friends from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Katie Wright will be in along with Stacy Keevey. And then in part two, it's Let's Talk Real Estate with our good friends from Coal Banker, Sear Realtors, JRC. We're going to be in with us, one of our favorite segments every month. Looking forward to that.
That'll be a great show.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Has Stacy been on since she got her position as the president of the chamber?
I don't think so.
Oh, so that'll be great, too.
I don't believe so.
Good introduction.
Really,
yeah.
It'll be really nice. That might be part of the intention of her joining us, or she just wants to get out of the building. Just get out of the building, stretch her legs a little bit. You notice that's
a thing.
It's
been a couple weeks. I got to get out of here.
In the summer, it's like you're looking for any excuse to get outside. And this time of year, it's like just kind of take it, just want to stretch your legs. Just get out of that. Just get out of your office.
Get moving around a little bit.
Yes. Especially while we can with what's to come here and everything. Thing weather-wise. We wanted to check up with our friends from the United Way. But before I do that, I don't know if I do this nearly enough. How are you doing, Terry? Then tell us.
Yeah,
how the
no,
Way
all
is
good. I'm doing well. Got a little shopping to finish yet.
Oh, okay.
But that's normal.
Can I embarrass you?
Yeah, go for it.
I doubt you will. I don't. Not that granted that there's a ton of things here or anything, but I am. I just got to tell you, one of the better and incredibly insightful gift givers I've ever known. I really think there's a talent to that, and you're very good at it. I see what you've done for Pam and other people, and she did something for me that really blew me away this morning. And I'm a little tongue tied. If I sound a little off or anything like that, everybody, it's her fault. So I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome.
It's nice to know that you have just a couple of things left. Though
you get
down to the wire here and everything, it's nice to have that stuff done.
I know, and I it's probably going to end up being gift cards. Mm-hmm. I'm just kind of stumped on a few things, and it's more like filling the gap. Mm-hmm. You know, like I've maybe got something. A little something, but I need a little something more for that person. So, I don't know. I'll get those wrapped up by the end of the week, or I hope.
Good. I had a student this weekend, and it was a little bit, threw me off a little bit. But I guess, thinking about it, and we got talking about it with the other students, it made sense. There was one of our students who had their Christmas party already because her family isn't in Chicago. So, they were in town. They decided to have it together. They gave her her gifts. And she got, from her brother and from her parents, these nice gifts that were thoughtful and everything to help her with a new apartment and all that. I thought it was really cool. And she's talking and talking. She's disappointed. She wanted gift cards.
Just go pick out her own stuff.
Yeah. And a couple of the other students were like, oh, yeah, that's what I'd want. And they're all around the same age. I'm like, oh, I don't know if that's the new thing. Used to be that was the lazy gift you gave somebody.
Yeah.
Or not so much a lazy gift, but you just don't know any better. You don't know what else to get them or something.
Well, it feels, to me, and probably like what you're saying, to me, it just sometimes feels like it's not as thoughtful.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But I don't know. I've found over the past several years, I'll just go, I'll just go to Culver's and get, a handful of $10, $20 Culver's gift cards, and then I just have them. So if I need to attach them to something, I can.
Smart.
But I don't know. But I do. There's some kind of reoccurring traditional things that I do. Like I make a calendar of, and it's all pictures of our girls. So so the grandparents get those.
Yeah.
And, there's some of those kinds of things that I do. But then sometimes it's really easy to figure out what the other gift should be, and sometimes it's just. It's just not. Yeah. I don't know.
No,
you know?
No, it's not. No, you're right.
Did you start shopping yet?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty much wrapped up.
Wow,
I actually,
that's impressive.
I got my, I should say I have one or two things left. And then outside of that, I'm pretty good. I got the major stuff really taken care of.
That's good.
Pretty early on. I don't like to get to December and have that hanging over my head because I'm a planner. And I got to work all this stuff out. But there was one thing that I had to do this weekend. And I felt really good that not only got it down, but with the tracking and everything, you can keep an eye on this stuff nowadays. And now I know that it'll be here before
So
Christmas.
You'll get it in time.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, we have a girls shopping day or weekend, and we did that this last weekend and went to Appleton, and it was like wiped out. I mean, stuff was really, really picked over, which, you know, I mean, good on them, right? That means been a good season. But I'll tell you, from all of my years of retail, it was always really funny on Christmas Eve, you know, and it truly was predominantly men shopping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But like the ones that would, you'd have the ones that came in and were really mad because what they wanted to get was gone. Yes. And I'm like, really, dude? Like, you know.
Should have been here earlier.
But you'd have that. And then you'd also have just completely polar opposite, like, yeah, how about one of those? You know what I mean?
Right,
like, they were totally laid back about it. And it was just like, it's not what the gift is. It's just that I need to have one, you know? Mm-hmm. So you kind of have both extremes. But I don't know. It's all good. I've got most of my baking done. I've got my house decorating done. You know, all that kind of stuff. So hopefully just have a few days to relax.
Be able to, especially as we wind up down the year. I think that we, especially that last week of the year, we get done with Christmas. We know New Year's is around the corner. But that last week of the year is so kind of like your arms when you're trying to sleep at night, like pointless. It really kind of is. There's nothing to it or anything. I think you make use of it by doing a lot of that, by trying to get as much downtime as you can or relax as much as you can. It's very difficult to do that for a lot of companies, a lot of businesses, trying to wrap up and get things done, you know, in that last week or what have you. But if you're able to, in your own personal life, find moments for that, that quietness, that calm, or just even appreciating the year, I think it goes a lot farther than you might realize. And being able to kind of take the whole year in, even.
And I think we have a lot of things going on. You know, like we get to, there's another family we get together with and do Christmas. I have a birthday that week. We try to get to Marshfield to see the lights because I, you know, love doing that kind of stuff. So, it's pretty active, but it's not stressful active. You know what I mean? It's just relaxing and enjoying time with friends. So, I don't know. Looking forward to it.
Right on. How are things going over at the United Way with campaign season?
Yeah, everything's pretty good. Campaign's coming along nicely. We're at about 90%. But what I think is really exciting is this week is when we award our sweepstakes prizes.
Yeah.
So we have five $1,000 cash prizes that are being awarded. Those are sponsored by local companies, so it's not coming out of campaign dollars. Mm-hmm. They're sponsored by Aspirus Health, Gunderson Moundview Memorial Hospital and Clinics, Next Home Partners, Pelner Williams Plumbing, and the last one is Prevail Bank. And so those each put up $1,000 for prizes. And so yesterday we did two of those prizes, so I can announce those too.
Cool, yeah.
So we had a young lady, her name is Erin Vannert, and she works at actually Gunderson Hospital in Adams.
Okay.
And so she was our first winner that we awarded, and it was super cute because she was very excited about the $1,000, and she was also very excited that I brought her two helium balloons because she has two little boys.
Oh, nice.
She was very thankful it was not one helium balloon. So that was really sweet.
That worked out.
And then we did that in the morning, and then in the afternoon, our second winner was actually Maureen Hodgson from Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools.
Oh.
And she's the support person to our superintendent for the schools, and so that
Very
was
cool.
really cool. And Craig was able to gather up everyone that works in central office, so we kind of had them all in a little meeting room.
That's
and then
nice.
Tammy Barber from Aspirus Health, who is one of the sponsors, she revealed the prize, so that was cool. We're doing two more today. One is out at Cary and Vesper, and then one is at Mid-State Technical College. So we'll be doing those two today. And then on Thursday, we will be awarding a retired couple. And they already know because I talked to them on the phone. They're coming to the United Way office for their pictures and stuff. And that is John and Diana Hillstead. So, just looking forward to it's really fun.
Especially
yesterday when it was on a Monday, to be handing out $1,000 checks. That's pretty cool.
It's a really cool thing. It's an awesome time of the year. It's something we all look forward to hearing about and everything. I know it's just good news and it's nice, good vibes in here. I have to say too, though, I hear about it. I'm happy for everybody. I also am immediately brought back to you guys.
Oh, what we did, Carl's. Yeah. That was really cool.
Every time it hits me, and I'm brought right back to that moment and just the excitement of, and feeling of that. It was such a cool moment.
The funniest part was, I mean, I literally called him and I'm like, hey, could I do the last one on the air? Like, could I just, you know, crash the morning show and just kind of, you know, come in and do it on the air? And he's like, well, yeah, sure. You know, but it was hilarious. So he's in on it, but he doesn't know that it's him, you know. So I don't know. That was really cool.
I love that part.
It was fun.
So good. It's so good.
Another, you know, kind of funny sweepstakes story. One of the early years, maybe like the second year or something, it was a retiree, right? And so we just were like, okay, well, we're just going to go knock on their door. Mm-hmm. You know, the year before, we just went and knocked on somebody's door, and it worked. I mean, people are a little skeptical, like, who's this crazy at my door with a with a big check, you know, with a 4-foot check. But it was really sweet because I go and I knock on the door, and I have a staff person with me to take pictures, and this is at like 10 in the morning. This wasn't at 7, but it was cute. The lady opened the door in her bathrobe.
Oh, jeez.
You know, I mean, it was fully covered and everything, but it just was funny. And I'm like, oh, you know, and so I told her and whatever, you know, and it was fun. Gave her the check, and she's like, well, after I get dressed and get ready, then I will. So she actually came to our office then, and then we did the pictures there. You know, but it was just funny because I'm like turning and I'm looking at our staff person, Angie. I'm like, no picture, like, stop the camera. But, you know, it was kind of, she was trying to capture the element of surprise. Yes. You know, it just was a funny, silly, you know, kind of a funny, silly thing.
It was definitely a surprise. wanted to make sure to mention a couple of things that are going on over there. I know Power of the Purse sponsorship is available right now.
Yes. So we are starting to solicit sponsorships for Power of the Purse, which will take place on Tuesday, March 14th. That will be at Bullseye Golf Club. But just, you know, getting ready. And I know that sounds really silly when we're here on December 13th, but March 14th really isn't that far away. So
time is a flat circle. Yes. We all know it'll be here in 5 seconds.
So getting all of that planning going and getting started on that. And then we also are going to be doing our calendar raffle. We've typically done it in the fall in conjunction with campaign, but just based on some feedback and other calendar raffles that go on at the same time, we actually moved it to April. Just to, you know, get a little bit away from campaign. So we're also taking sponsorships for that. Businesses can sponsor the prize for the day, so they could pick a square that has $100 on it, and then their logo would be printed on all of the calendars and that kind of thing. So we're also collecting those sponsorships now because, of course, we need time to get the calendars printed and then sell the tickets. So those are two sponsorship opportunities that we have for companies. And then we also have our campaign thank you celebration coming up on January 11th, which is a Wednesday, also at Bullseye Golf Club. And that is for anybody who had some part of the campaign. So you could have been a campaign volunteer, a donor to the campaign. So anyone who contributed in some way to the campaign is welcome. It runs from 4:30 till 6:30. It starts at, you know, 4:30. We have some hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar. And then at about 5, we start the program. And it's recognizing different giving levels. It's recognizing companies and their, you know, the ways that they give and different fundraisers. And looking forward to all of those events that we have coming up in the spring.
Wonderful. And you can find out more by going to uwswac.org. Be sure to do that. And follow the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties on social media. Well, it's a great follow. Be sure to do that wherever you, any of the apps that you have or however, whatever social media you're on, make sure to do so. We're going to take a break. Before we do, I want to go over our schedule for the week of Morning Mag. Well, just the whole week, really, of our show, Morning Show and Morning Magazine. Tomorrow, we're going to have Melissa in with us co-hosting. That's going to be a lot of fun. Always look forward to that. A little bit after that, during Morning Magazine for Wednesday, the gang from Family Natural Foods comes by. Stephen
awesome.
And Katrina. That'll be fun. And Encourage will be with us. Kim Shields, they're going to be bringing in the Wood County Health Department. We'll have Ashley and Julia in with us, along with Jacob. Got a huge team in for tomorrow's show, so that'll be interesting. It'll be a lot of fun. Any chance we can talk to our Wood County Health Department, we always love taking that.
I hope somebody fix that chair.
Definitely. Otherwise, we're going to need the health department. Yeah, we're going to need definitely fixed chair. Thursday, we will have an update from Rome. any chance to talk about the Rome area, you know, I'm going to take that. I love it over there. Looking forward to it. Lisa and Jillian will be joining us for that. And then in part two, UW Extension's Kayla Romblaski are going to join us, community development educator. That's always a good one. And we wrap up everything on Friday with Senator Patrick Teston joining us in part one and Reverend Beth Habhager joining us in part two from the Moravian Church. They have a number of things going on over there we want to talk about and some other fun stuff this time of year to talk about with them.
Nice. Sounds like a great week.
Yeah. Wonderful job by our heart of this station and, of course, main scheduler around here, Pam Hilke. Wonderful
and the boss.
Job. And the boss. Yeah. And really, the boss. You're well said. Yes, absolutely. We're going to take a break real quick. We'll come back and have some more fun here on Mornings at WFHR. And welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. You have Terry and James here. We hope you're having a great one. It's time for us to dive into this December 13th, 2022 for our National Day of Calendar. And it is National Violin Day.
Oh, nice.
If I had to pick one instrument that I could, I could only listen to one instrument, I don't think I'd have a shed that. I mean, maybe there's like a mandolin or a guitar a little bit in there, a trumpet, cornet, violin. I think if I had to pick, violin is maybe my favorite sound.
My daughter played viola for a little while when she was, you know, when she did music for school in the orchestra, and I didn't really realize I actually like that sound better. It's a little richer, a little deeper sound, but violin is nice. I agree.
The viola, beautiful as well.
Yeah.
You know, a standing bass. There's something about string instruments. Uh-huh. I don't know, but definitely with the violin. And the violin is easily the most well-known bowed string instrument across the world. And it really is not at all that surprising to see that the violin does, in fact, have a day dedicated to its existence. After all, everything from Western and Indian classic music to bluegrass and jazz would be unimaginable today without the violin.
See, now, isn't that better like than when we get National Judy Day?
Yes. This is much better. This is much better.
No offense, Judy.
No offense, any Judy out there. The violin itself seems to have evolved from medieval instruments that were like fiddles. It came from its own distinct form by the 15th century, becoming the most popular virtuoso instrument in Europe by the 1660s.
Isn't that crazy?
That is really
crazy.
That's
a long time.
Mm. It really does speak to like how quickly it rose in popularity, though. Today, the violin not only remains an impressionable feature of Western classic music, but has found its way into various forms of classical and folk music around the world, as well as various other genres. There's something about any song I hear a violin in it, or like a fiddle, or you know, anything like that. Any of those kind of like instruments, especially folk music or like older country, you hear it in there. And just something about it. It's a wonderful instrument. And it's National Cocoa Day, not Hot Cocoa.
Oh, nice. I like those mugs, too.
Those are nice cute mugs. I like them, yeah. Is it a little bit sad to say that President Jefferson didn't quite hit the mark on this one, but many people can agree that he should have. Perhaps we should have included it in the American Constitution to ensure that his good sense got passed on to the country he formed. It's not too late to make the statement become true. What statement are they talking about here? National Cocoa Day reminds everyone that their options go far beyond tea or coffee.
Oh, interesting.
Nice.
That's an interesting spin.
Yeah, nice. When it comes to that morning hot beverage, so get ready to spend time enjoying National Cocoa Day at its finest.
You know, I do like cocoa, but I don't know that it's a go-to for me.
No.
When I was a kid, we used to have cocoa and toast. You know, like, so
really?
A piece of toast with butter on it,
yeah,
and then hot chocolate. And that was like a treat. And you'd even like dunk the toast in the
hot
chocolate.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. That's a neat tradition.
But then once
like
you did that, then you didn't drink the rest of it because there was toast crumbs in it.
I don't know if I can drink hot chocolate if I'm not cold first and then coming inside and then drinking it. I don't know how many times I've drank hot chocolate just like
right.
I'm just waking up in the morning and I just, I'll have some hot chocolate.
I agree. I don't do that either.
It's usually, I usually just did something outside and I'm coming in, yeah, and there's the hot chocolate.
I do like marshmallows. You like marshmallows in it?
I could take or leave it.
Right, but do you like the little Swiss Miss packet that has those little,
yes,
crunchy marshmallows,
yes,
in it?
Yes. Now, there you go. Yes. You know your audience. Yes. You had to be at the crunch. As long as there's the crunch. Oh, those are good. Yes. Chocolate's history goes far back into ancient times, much further back than most people are aware. It may have been part of the Aztec culture as early as 1400 AD. Chocolate itself first was found by European explorers in South America, where it had been enjoyed for hundreds of years, even prior to their arrival. Researchers have reason to believe that the reason the Americans didn't make contact with Europe sooner is that they didn't want to share this delightful beverage with the rest of the world. That may be an exaggeration.
Yeah, a little bit.
But that's still kind of funny. The first origins of cocoa being made into a drink can be traced back to 500 BC.
Wow.
That's crazy. Huh. However, many archaeologists believe that this is only as early as they can trace it, and that cocoa consumption predates even that Augus culture.
That's really interesting. That's a long time, too.
We generally...
They were drinking cocoa and playing the violin.
Yes. We generally don't know how far back cocoa goes, or how far chocolate goes.
Ever had cocoa or hot chocolate made with milk? My grandma used to make it that way.
That's the way I like it, actually. I prefer that. Any other way is okay, but it just ain't the same. I'm a milk guy, though, so I can drink milk every other hour or something. I love milk. Let's see here. And finally, it's Day of the Horse.
Oh, awesome.
Day of the Horse was created to remember and pay tribute to the cultural, historic, and economic contributions that horses have made. Equine enthusiasts, how do you say that?
Equine,
that's it. Equine enthusiasts will often get together so that they can show their appreciation for these incredible creatures. And as you will soon discover, there are a number of different ways that you can observe the Day of the Horse yourself. So, history of the horse. Horses have been honored since 2000. The Day of the Horse has been on since 2004.
You're like, wait a minute, well, we've had horses longer than that.
Yeah. People from all around the world take the time to honor the animal. Consider the role that the horses have played in making our country what it is today. We, whether it is plowing fields or getting us from here to there or delivering our mail or our supplies, it's unimaginable what our country would be like without the horse.
Well, yeah, I mean,
and
think
not
about
just us, of course, but other countries.
Think about
others.
Back to the day of just discovering the West, right? Like the Oregon Trail, all of that. That was all horse.
And while we don't need them like we used to, it is still kind of cool that we still have plenty of horses, and we make. I don't want to say we make uses for them, but we
use them in differently.
In different
right?
ways, yeah.
More recreationally, I think, in many cases.
Well, so while we're on the subject, we should also maintain the fact that horses have lived on Earth for over 50 million years. The first horses originated in North America, then spreading to Europe and Asia. The horses that left North America then became extinct roughly 10,000 years ago. They were then introduced by colonized Europeans. According to Oklahoma State University, it is throughout that the first horses to be domesticated were in Asia between the years of 3000 and 4000 BC. Back in those days, horses were primarily used for meat and milk. Eventually, though, they joined oxen as a type of animal that was used for transportation.
Huh, that's interesting.
Horses are incredible creatures, and there are more than 400 different horse breeds. I don't think I realized that there were that many different breeds. That's impressive.
Yeah.
And amazing. Have you ridden a horse before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like horses. I think they're pretty cool. I have a horse crazy kid, so. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And for a while, she actually showed horses and.
Wow.
Yeah. And then her parents still said, no, we're still not buying a horse.
Yes,
no, we're still not. And so she, tells us when she's an adult, she's going to have her own horses. And I'm like, really? You know what? I hope you do. Because it seems like from her and from other friends of mine that are horse lovers, horse crazy, it's like it's just in their blood. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you are, you are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had an ex that was like that. Yeah. That's how I got really, I shouldn't say that's how, but that was one of the ways that I got to ride horses a lot more and be more familiar with them and comfortable with them. And when you find a horse that is comfortable with you and you are comfortable with it, that bond or that connection when you're you're riding, especially. And even when you're just petting them or giving them a salt lick or something like that, it's special. But when you're riding with a horse, and I don't have a lot of things like this as a city boy and everything, but riding horses is one of those things that I dare say I would always like. There's a part of me that would not mind if we went back to that. Like, there's something about that feeling that
is cool.
So unique and so like amazing. There's few things that I throw out there, and I'm like, oh, you've got to do this in your lifetime. I think everybody should see the ocean, like feel the ocean in their lifetime, and I think everybody should ride a horse at some point in their life.
Yeah, it's a neat experience. When we drove out west this last summer, we actually did a horseback ride in the Black Hills. Mm. That was really cool.
Oh man, yeah. Neat. All I've ever done is, you know, just go and kind of
go. Yeah, it was neat.
There's a spot around here, somewhere here in central Wisconsin. I wish I could remember the name of it, where you can rent and you can go on a ride through a trail.
Like a trail ride. Yeah. And there used to be a place just down in Arkdale, so just on the other side of Rome.
Yeah.
Bighorn Ranch, it was called. And you could do rides there.
That might be it.
And they take you, there's a lot of like ATV and UTV trails. So like they, you know what I mean? Like there's different.
We got
different paths that they can do, and then you know, we've done it up in Minocqua, a little bit more.
That was
a lot of people, but it's neat.
It was it was a crummy day. It was kind of raining and a little bit of mist out and stuff, so it was just us on the trail, and that kind of was kind of cool. Actually, we liked that. That was fun. It was muddy, but it was still such a great experience. Yeah,
I think it's neat.
We will take a break right here. We'll get to Melissa's news, and then we'll come back and have some more fun. It is Terry and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you at 7:38 on the clock.
With some good Christmas music.
Mm-hmm. In the spirit around here. Hopefully you're having a good one. You're in the spirit out there as well. And speaking of Christmas, got to get into this one right here, Terry. We have this annual conversation, how much the 12 days of Christmas gifts would cost altogether. It is time. We've got to dive right into that. And I don't know. I don't know if we should take guesses at this one, because I wouldn't even know where to. I've got the number in front of me, and I wouldn't know where to begin. I wouldn't even know what number to throw out there or anything like that. Do you want to take a guess, though? Do you want to? No? Okay. Right away, I tell you, $197,000.
I mean, I don't know the going price on geese.
Yeah. affordable. You know, more affordable than I think people would realize. No, I don't know. I have no idea. I've never bought a geese. I have no idea. We are in 12 days from Christmas, so how much would the 12 days of Christmas run you? PNC Bank does an annual study on how much it would cost to buy everything from the song. They put it out back on November 17th, but that way it was way too early to care unless you're in a Christmas, into Christmas that much or something. So maybe you didn't see that. But they do this annually, and we usually have a lot of fun with this one. The answer this year is $45,523. That is up 10.5%. Or if you bought the items over and over each day, like the song suggests, that's 364 total gifts, and that's where you get the 197.
Okay. So, like the 10 maids of milking, what are you paying for there? Just the milk?
Such a good question. I don't know, but I'm not going to begrudge anybody whatever your search engine's history is or anything, but I don't think I want in my search engine 12 maids of milking. I don't know why. I don't know what's going to pop up, but I don't feel like it's a good thing.
You know, and someone should tell PNC Bank.
Yes.
Right? That actually the 12 days of Christmas isn't before Christmas.
No.
It's after.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like it's bad if even I know that. Like, that's a bad thing. Like, they should know better than that.
Or like the partridge in the pear tree. Mm. Is it the partridge and the tree? Is it just the tree? What are you buying?
It's such a good question. Here's a breakdown on of how much it would cost to buy and hire or to hire all 12 things. So 12 drummers drumming. Probably not going to buy 12 drummers, but you can rent them. $3,267 to hire them. Sorry, to hire them. 11 pipers piping. That'll be $3,021.
Do you think there are pipers piping?
I don't.
Well, I'm sure there are. Just I don't know that they are here.
I mean,
maybe if we go to Scotland.
Okay, pipers piping. Now, okay, sure, Scottish bagpipes. But if you don't know about Scottish bagpipes, are you just looking for somebody who, like, you know, a plumber? Like, what are you looking for? Somebody that lays pipe, I guess. But two lords a leaping. This one can get expensive. $13,980 for that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I said 10 maids. How many maids of milking do we have? 9?
Yeah. No, wait. We're getting there.
How many lords of leaping?
That's 8. So 10 lords a leaping. $13,980. It's the most expensive gift on the list. It's based on how much it would cost to hire 10 dancers from the Philadelphia Ballet.
Oh, okay.
We could just go to, like, Dance with Pam around, you know.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. Even when you said the drummers, I was like, well, what about the high school drum line?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, there is a more affordable way to do this, you guys. Come on, PNC Bank. Come on.
Why did I think there were 10 maids milking? There's only 8.
I wouldn't have. I didn't correct you. I thought you were right. I don't know. 9 ladies dancing. What? That doesn't sound familiar. 9 ladies dancing. $8,308 for that. That's based on hiring 9 women with a modern dance company in Philly. Why do they keep going to Philly for this?
That's probably where PNC Bank
is. Yes. Oh, of course. Yes, based. That's where it is. Yes. Actually, I know that's what it is because that's, I believe, what the Eagles Stadium is named after. It's PNC Bank Stadium. Yeah. Oh, geez, I didn't put that together. It's early. Give me a break.
As we're wrapping the first hour of the show already.
So, 8 maids of milking.
Okay.
$58. It's a weird gift, all right? But the cheapest on the list, that's 8 women milking cows for an hour at the federal minimum wage of $7.25.
Okay, wait a minute. So we're hiring from the Philadelphia Ballet.
Yeah.
Down to minimum wage. See?
That doesn't make any sense.
They
were going all big for all these other things, and then they just
clearly don't understand the dairy industry.
No, they do not. No, not at all. 7 swans a swimming.
And how much do they charge?
$13,100
minimum wage.
The swans are known for being a little fickle about that. Yeah, they're gonna get their money.
Extra dollar an hour.
Ducks not nearly as bad. Swans, oh yeah,
probably true.
They'll hold.
I've heard they're kind of mean.
Actually, I've heard that too. Yes, I've heard that. I have no idea if they are, but that would be kind of funny. We do this with animals all the time, where we make this animal in our cartoons a certain thing, and in the wild, no, they're not like that.
Or where you have like a, you need swans, but you have geese that are spray painted white or something.
Right, because, yes, yeah.
You know, with pet friendly paints, of course.
Isn't it owls? Like owls, we say, we the wise old owl and all this, but they're not necessarily that bright. They are, but they're not. I'm not trying to be mean here or anything.
They're going to get mad at you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for my whole life, I've ran into a ton of anteaters. I have not met one that is Jewish. Not met one anteater that sounds like Jerry, you know, I have not met one. I don't know. What are you doing? The Pink Panther anteater. Please, somebody else get that reference. Please. I'm so old. It's still good, the reference, though. Still is. Still funny. This voice always is going to be. 7 swans swimming, $13,125. Can you rent swans? I don't even know where you would go, where to rent.
I'm sure you can.
Again, there's certain things I ain't Googling. I don't feel like having that in my search engine. I don't want it. Okay. 6 geese a laying. $720 for that. Are they just laying down?
Like, no, they're laying eggs, aren't they?
Are
they? I don't know.
Okay,
or are they laying down? I don't know. Google it. Okay, when you hear that, I have no idea. I've never researched the song. But when you hear that, do you think laying down or do you think laying an egg?
Laying an egg.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, definitely laying an
egg. All right, I'll Google it.
It is a little tough to, like, I mean, right on the song cue, you got to lay that egg. Like, that feels like asking a lot.
So it's probably just laying down.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Is it 6?
It is 6 geese a laying. Okay. 6 geese a laying.
All right, you go to the 5 gold. You go to the 5 gold rings, and I'm going to check this out.
5 gold rings is $1,245, and that is up 39%. That is a bigger jump than anything else on the list. It's for 5 14-carat gold rings, according to a national jewelry chain. So that is the one, actually, I thought was going to be the most expensive. It turns out that's not. But interesting. Hmm. And then 4 calling birds. That'll cost you $600. That'll be about $600 right there. Guy, did you come up with anything?
I'm continuing to search.
Ah, okay. Three French hens. Now, they have to be French, apparently, which I don't know how, unless you're, I suppose, buying them from France, maybe then, yeah. But otherwise, how are you going to know they're
French? What deciphers them?
Yeah, I don't. $319. They're expensive. That's what deciphers them, I guess. What makes them French hens, other than if you were to buy them from France? I don't know.
Is there a difference between that and a Cornish hen?
It's a good question. Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah.
One's cooked, one's not. Six geese a-laying. Six large birds producing eggs.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. See, that makes a lot more sense.
So it is.
It is asking a lot of those birds, though. Like, right on cue, you got to be ready to go. Drop those eggs, ladies. it just seems like asking. I'd much rather lay down. I'd much rather that's a lot. I'll sign up for that. I'm not dropping eggs just at the drop of a hat. No. Two turtle doves. $600. $600 for two turtle doves. That's a bird. That's a type of dove, right?
Yes, but I don't know what deciphers a turtle dove from a regular.
I don't know, but they
dove.
Have nothing to do with turtles. I swear,
are you sure?
Yeah, there was a kid in like a class at one point or something like that, and we had to draw all these, like the 12 days of Christmas. We had to draw them in class.
Yeah,
and he drew a turtle dove, like he drew like
a turtle shell,
a bird with a turtle shell or something like that. Yeah. I'll never forget that. And a partridge in a pear tree will cost you about $280. The partridge costs the same as last year, but fertilizer prices are up, so pear trees have jumped 26%.
Interesting.
Kind of answers your earlier question. I'm a fan of pears.
So the turtle dove, when you Google it, it actually comes up. It's not a white dove. It's actually like a bluish, more blue. It's very pretty.
Very pretty. That is a beautiful bird. Wow.
Yes. So it is a European dove. So it's I don't know. When I think of a dove, I always think the white, like a pure white dove.
I haven't seen many that look like that before. That is that blue that almost had like a turtle-like shell to its feathers.
Feathers. So why is it called a turtle dove? A distinct band of color on the top of the neck makes it look like the dove is capable of drawing its head into the neck like a turtle.
That's cool. Oh, that's a beautiful bird.
It is pretty.
For anyone who is curious to touch on what Terry was saying earlier, and I believe Beth has touched on this a number of times too, the 12-a-did are the 12 days of Christmas are December 25th through January 5th.
Yes.
So that's how you're supposed
after
to do
Christmas.
It. Yeah. I think that because we get in such this rush that we have to have everything done before Christmas and then ready to go on Christmas. We lose sight of this stuff all the time, and I don't want to. It's so easy to blame economics and the economy and things like that, or whatever, or consumerism, or capitalism, or whatever words or isms you want to throw out there, or whatever. God forbid we take some personal responsibility about this stuff. But with the conglomerate of, it is like 2 days before Halloween and we see Christmas stuff out in stores and everything like that. And we starting to see Christmas commercials from these companies
Christmas
and everything.
Christmas is out way before that.
It is, right before Halloween?
Yeah. Well, I've been out of retail for 15 years. And like my last year at Yonkers, we had to have Christmas set by September 15th.
Yeah, see, it's just crazy. Yeah. So it's not a wonder why, like, we hear the 12 days of Christmas and people don't realize it's after Christmas.
But if someone wanted to give me presents for the 12 days after Christmas, like start on Christmas and go forward, I'd be fine with it. Somebody wanted to try it.
Again, and I'm not saying that I like that, but why not? Why we should get more in this habit. It makes Christmas last much longer. And like I was saying earlier, that last week of the year, not talking about birthdays or anything like that. I got a good friend who's got a birthday on the 26th and plenty of other things like that. It's just, to me, it's kind of like, let's just get to New Year's. Like, let's just wrap up the year. Well, if we did the 12 days of Christmas, it makes it not just the holiday last longer, but really I feel like we get everything out of the month that way.
Yeah. Makes the spirit of the holiday go longer.
Take a break. Come back with us more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Big shout out and thank you to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Stick around, everybody. We will kick off the 8 o'clock hour with CBS News. And after that, we'll be joined by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. I believe Paul will be with us. Looking forward to getting an update from him and certainly getting a heads up on what's to come, because we got some stuff coming our way here and everything. Really, our whole country does. But certainly, specifically in the Midwest here. We've got some stuff coming up here in the next couple of days leading into the weekend. Weekend will be a little bit cleaner, it looks like, as far as some of that debris out there and everything, but the temperatures are going to drop a little. So it sounds like we are going to be getting closer and closer to true December Midwest weather. And we'll get an update on that from our friends from the Weather Our Weather Center and around 8:04, around that point, tomorrow.
All right. Tomorrow.
Well, technically, that's right. Tomorrow, too, but also today. Both, yes.
Hey, we'll let you know about tonight's weather tomorrow.
We're going to try something new where we're going to just do weather for the next day. Well, we're never going to tell you what the weather's like right now or in the next hour.
Well, but
we're
then
just
it's
gonna,
right. Then we'll do post-reporting.
Yes. I love that idea. The weather gigs, like, they're so frustrated with being like people saying that they're wrong or not 100%. Like, fine, this is what we'll do
it'll
from
be
now
like,
on.
Yesterday, you yes. had 4 inches yes. of snow.
Yeah. There, how do you like it? Accurate forecast. You're welcome. All the weather people throughout the world, like, just unionize completely. And that's how they do weather from now on.
A past look at your weather.
Nice. Nicely done. We are next hour going to get into some fun stuff. Of course, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club we have lined up. We've got the 10 best TikTok life hacks. I want to get into that one with you. That should be fun. Also, is it rude to leave a New Year's party before midnight?
Oh, well, if you have to go to sleep.
We got that one coming up. I want to get into that. What the washing machine, the washing machine tops the list of most confusing appliances.
They are getting irritating.
That should be an interesting. You're right, though. Yeah, yeah. And, of course, in the 9 o'clock hour, we will have Taylor Schiffer joining us. Taylor is, of course, Alice in Dairyland.
And we're going to talk about butter.
Yes, we are. Looking forward
yes.
to it. Right now... I like to throw good stories of the day and that ain't right stories, here sporadically throughout, just every once in a while in, the opening hours. I couldn't sit on this one, Terry. I couldn't wait until 9 o'clock for this one. The name of the product could not be clearer. There are few products in history that are more clear than this one. So how do you not know what it does? I'm talking about, of course, the popular and the famous Nutcracker. A bunch of people have been posting on social media after realizing nutcrackers can actually crack nuts. What is going on with society? It seems that it seems like most of them are young people who have only experienced pre-shelled nuts and they come in bags. So they've never had to remove the shells, or maybe they didn't realize nuts have shells. I don't know. I'm not sure. I've never been more worried about the youth.
What is happening?
Meanwhile, older people are amazed anyone didn't know nutcrackers can crack nuts. It's literally the entire name. It's right there for you.
So, do you... Okay. You know, like the decorative nutcrackers,
yeah,
right? Like
yeah.
the ones that are dressed like
my,
mom soldiers.
Whatever.
Yeah. So, do you think all of those are functional nutcrackers? Mm. Like, literally?
No, I don't.
I don't know if there's, like, kind of some confusion there.
There
like,
I
they
could
see those nutcrackers. But, like...
Well, my mom collects them, and not to cut you off, collects them, and I don't believe I've ever seen her actually use one.
Yeah, so I guess once. That's what I'm saying. Like, I've never seen one of those get used. I'm not saying they can't. I have no idea. I've never tried it.
Yeah.
But I've got, we've got literally right now on our table a dish of mm-hmm. nuts in the shell. My husband loves them at Christmas time, literally last night I've got the little silver nutcracker, and I'm cracking yep. open hazelnuts,
oh,
you know.
Gosh,
well,
let's yes.
put my Brandy Alexander, but nice. That's besides the point.
Ooh,
it was garnish. It wasn't
idea,
just
though.
It wasn't just nuts.
I'm
but,
trying that.
But that is funny that they don't know that.
Some people who didn't know might just think of the play, the Nutcracker. So maybe they assumed the doll versions came from that and never thought about it. If you didn't know you want to try, just be careful. A lot of Nutcrackers today are decorative and not really meant to crack nuts.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. And so they may not have the oomph to do it. And you'll just have to snap the handle off or you'll do all that. So real quickly, side note, oomph, they actually spell it out here, O-O-M-P-H, and we need more of that in our English language. Oomph.
Yes, yes, we do.
Need that incorporated in our English language more. I need that much more advertising.
So people who don't know that, nutcrackers are a thing, like, do you suppose they see, like, a pecan in the shell and they just start gnawing on it, or they
that
just pass? Like, do they think that those are also decoration?
No, that is
a
exactly
walnut in
where
the,
I was.
You know.
I'm curious. Like, yeah, do they, if they don't know.
They probably think they're not real. Like, if there's a dish of nuts in the shell. Like,
yeah.
Do you think they think it's just decoration?
I'm very curious about this now. Yeah, I want to see this. Like years ago, there was the videos of like teenagers around a rotary phone and not knowing what to do and how to figure it out. Now I want to see the videos of that.
What is this? Yes. You know, this silver. Maybe they think it's like a little boomerang or something.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, it might hurt. Probably would definitely break stuff.
Probably not going to go very far. Boy, that's funny though. You mentioned that those old school the silver gold ones.
Yeah.
I haven't seen those.
And then
years,
you have the little and then I have those little picks too, you know, so that you can pick the nut out of the shell.
I love
because inevitably they break. Randy can open them all and he doesn't break any of them. I'm like, because I have to use, I think, most of my hand strength to crack the shell, and then half the time I crack the nut in half as well.
A couple of things in life where it's really good to have big hands, like those are, that's one of them. Like, yeah. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll have some more fun. We'll be joined by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. We'll have Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club. Plenty more coming up with Terry and James here on Mornings at WFHR.